What a lovely day to be here, isn't it? We'll make this short so that we can get outside and enjoy it soon, too. I have a perpetual calendar by my sink, and it has sayings on it. And the saying today said, "To learn and never be filled is wisdom. To teach and never be weary is passion." And it fits with my reflections today because I'm a passionate teacher. I love it. And my hope is that in receiving your certificates today is that you continue to seek to teach with energy and intelligence and humor, but above all with passion. So I said I was a passionate teacher, but I also am a passionate exerciser, especially runner, which is now in my age has turned into slow jogging. But that's another matter. And I found that the following running suggestions have been really helpful in my jogging, but also in my teaching. And so I'd like to offer them to you today. Don't forget to breathe. You've been wildly finishing the requirements for this certificate amid all the other things that you have to do. Grading papers, trying to get that last review done on that article that you've been working on for a year or two. And you are probably wondering, is it all worth it? Are you really prepared at this time to make this really a long-term profession? Relax, breathe, and just enjoy. You're ready. Number two, an uphill is always followed by a downhill, and vice versa. Why else would anybody be so crazy to go into this profession where we experience frustrated students, concerned or overly concerned helicopter parents, long hard hours all week long and all day long, and crazy tenure demands? We do it because one day you'll see that light go off in that student's eyes and they realize they got it. Or you'll be in the grocery store and that student that graduated 10 years ago will walk up to you and say, "Thank you. Your class is what made me who I am today." So, as an alum, I mean, as graduation comes and you watch that joy on the faces of those parents and those graduates, especially that first generation graduate, you know why you're here. And you know that all those uphills have made it for this downhill experience. Brag about your accomplishments. Find somebody who will listen to all your tales of success. Share them on NewsLink, tell your chair, tell your dean, tell the associate vice president. We need to celebrate all the accomplishments, no matter large or small. Number four, remember to enjoy the journey. Some days I just hate to get outside early in the morning to run, but once I do, I smell the flowers and I know why I'm there. Many times we work with students or faculty whose behaviors we don't like and we just wish they'd go away. Instead, I challenge you to begin to see them for who they are, learn to laugh with them, see their small accomplishments, and enjoy that moment with them. Number five, take a day off now and then. I don't run every day. And in fact, as I've gotten older, I now only run once a week. Not like 30 years ago when I ran only took one day off a week. Like our bodies, our minds need breaks from everyday wear and tear, especially with this electronic world that we're living in. We need to just unplug for a while. So stay home. Don't tell anybody I ever told you to do this, but stay home, read a book, get a massage, escape to a movie, or visit a friend, but take a break. Number six, if you get lost, ask for directions. It's easy to feel overwhelmed with our work and to think we just don't know anything. There is a wealth of resources around you, like the center, the colleagues that you have, and just use us, ask us. Number 7, remember there are many ways to reach home. You learn many ways to do things while in this certificate program, but the most powerful lesson I hope you learn is to trust yourself and to live your passion. Best to all of you in your tenure here at St. Louis University, and I hope that yours will be as long and enjoyable as mine is. So enjoy this afternoon and celebrate what you've been able to do.